Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of the Go-Getters Podcast. I'm your host, Richie Burke, and today we have a pretty cool episode, a very interesting episode. We've got three high school hoop stars on who are all major recruits, two of them in the class of 2020. We have Jalen Johnson, who's the number three recruit in the entire country, Jamari Sibley, who I believe is top 60 for the class of 2020, and Jalen's younger brother, Kobe, who was the sophomore starting point guard on the Nicolet State Championship team, who's just starting to get D1 offers. He has one from DePaul, but he's got a bright future as well. These guys are all stars from the Nicolet High School team that went on to win state. I'll dive into that. But what was really interesting about this was being able to dive in and see what life is like as a top high school recruit in 2019 in the age of social media. I remember back when I was playing high school ball, we didn't even have Facebook or Twitter. So what's it like when these kids, their peers, are on their phones all the time, when they have, you know, adults tweeting at them, sometimes attacking them or trolling them? Like, what is that like as a 15, 16, 17 year old? And what's it like balancing school when schools are coming after you? I remember back when I was in college, and probably 99% of the people listening, we were trying to get our grades up, our SAT scores up to apply and get into the schools. How do these guys concentrate when they have schools coming after them? And how do they, you know, avoid parties, avoid posting dumb stuff on social media? Again, I look back at when I was 16, 17, and I am glad social media was not around. These guys have to tiptoe around that. So it was just really interesting. It was really cool. They were three great guys. I'm really impressed by them. I think they have really bright futures. Just the way they handled themselves, you can tell they have a good head on their shoulders. So it'll be really cool to follow them, just see where their careers go, and this should be awesome to look back on. Before we dive in, I want to give a little thank you to Brandon Chalker, who reviewed the podcast. He said, great podcast. Richie has a great knowledge of the pulse of what's happening in the region and finds great guests on a weekly basis. Thank you, Brando. Good friend of the show. If any of you guys subscribe and write a review on iTunes, just shoot an email to inquiries@ggmm.io. We'll send you some cool swag, some GGMM swag. So yeah, write a review. Just send it to inquiries@ggmm.io. Subject line, podcast review. One last shout out to Derek Sheffy Adams, who served a brief stint as a chef over at Mason Street Grill, and Jeff Stanley. This is a basketball themed episode. Those two are fans of the show, and they are 3-0 in their rec league over in Chicago, two Marquette alums. So shout out to Jeff Stanley and the chef. And a big thank you to Khalif Elmin for setting this episode up. He's been on the podcast before. He was on our live episode at the Fall Experiment, and he was actually, or is actually, an assistant coach on the Nicolet High School team. So he coordinated this episode, and that guy is just on fire in life right now. He's the founder of Young Enterprise Society, which has made a huge impact for minority entrepreneurship in Milwaukee. They have their whole Blueprint program, which is doing great things. He was on the cover of the Biz Times last month. So just a good guy who's crushing it in life right now. And a big thank you to Khalif for setting this all up. And thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll dive into the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to this edition of the Go-Getters Podcast, brought to you by Go-Get-It Marketing and Media and our friends over at On Milwaukee. Today we've got a special episode for you. We've got three members of the state title Nicolet High School basketball team who defeated Milwaukee, Washington in the finals last month at the Kohl Center. With me, we've got Jalen Johnson, who is the Gatorade Player of the Year in Wisconsin, averaging 20, 11, and 6 this year. He's ranked top 10 in the USA Today, top 25 class of 2020, ranked third in the ESPN 60, number one in the region, and at his position, and has offers from North Carolina, Wisconsin, Marquette, Duke, Kentucky, UCLA. List goes on and on. Jalen, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
To his left, we got Jamari. Is it Sibley?
Yeah.
Jamari Sibley, 6'9 forward, average about 20 a game this year. He's a top 60 2020 prospect and top 10 at his position. He also has offers from major programs, including UW, Marquette, Ohio State, Florida, USC, Xavier, many more. And then Across from me, we got Kobe Johnson, who is the younger brother of Jalen. He's the 6'3 starting point guard at Nicolet. Only a sophomore, has already received an offer from DePaul. Kobe, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, you guys, thanks for coming on. I wanna go back a little bit. Jalen and Kobe, let's start with you. So you guys grew up, I saw in a different interview, you've got a family of athletes, clearly a pretty good gene pool. Your mom played D1 college ball. Your dad played overseas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a brother who plays D1 hoops as well?
Tennessee Chattanooga, yep.
Nice. What was it like growing up in that household? And when did you guys first get into basketball?
The first time I remember getting into basketball was really like the first time I could walk, really, because I've had a basketball in my hands since the day I was born. So just kind of having that around me since for so long, it kind of stayed attached.
Yeah, and also just having a family full of athletes, you know, we're just pushing each other every day. So I just been like loving basketball ever since I can remember. And yeah, we just push each other every day.
And what was it like growing up? Did you guys all have a pretty big sibling rivalry? Was it supportive at all times? Were you trying to beat each other up out there?
Yeah, it was a rivalry. We always went at each other in the driveway, playing one-on-one. Neither one of us would go in crying to our parents because one of us beat each other or something.
Has much changed?
Yeah, a lot has changed.
We still go at it most of the times, but he usually wins it.
Yeah, coming from that family, when did you guys realize you were going to be special athletes? You were better than other people, really had a chance to do something special?
Really, till I started noticing it was freshman year, but my dad always said he saw it in me, that I could be something special. But really, ninth grade summer was when I realized that I can hopefully do something with this game.
I would say I realized this past year, because before that I didn't really see like how good I could be, but like everybody was saying, oh, you could be this, so I started realizing that I could be something really special.
And are your parents from Wisconsin?
Yeah, yep. My dad's from Milwaukee and my mom's from Warsaw.
Okay, where'd they play college ball at?
My mom and dad both played at UW-Milwaukee, and my dad also played at Southeast Missouri State.
Nice. And Jamari, let's go to you. What's your backstory?
When I was younger, I didn't start playing basketball like seriously until sixth grade. I never played AAU or anything until seventh grade. That was my first time playing on like any real team. And so I picked it up a little late. So I've just been trying to get better ever since then.
What got you into the game?
Truly, just when I was younger, I had basketball, but I never like thought that I'd be where I am, like where I'm at today with it. What really got me into it was all my friends in middle school, like in elementary, we're playing. So we used to play at recess. So then in sixth grade, I joined our school basketball team for the first time. That got me into it. That got the start.
All right, let's go back. So the start of the season was kind of controversial. You guys transferred from Sun Prairie to Nicolet. Why did you do that?
It was just a family move. We decided it as a family and just felt it was best for our future. Nothing more to it, nothing less.
And there was another recruit who was supposed to come with you guys who ended up going to Lalamere, right?
Mm-hmm. Desmond.
Desmond, yeah. So it wasn't, you just thought it was a good move. It wasn't Jamari pulling any tampering or trying to create a super team or anything?
No.
No.
And what was it like, Kobe, you only played a couple minutes a game at Sun Prairie this year. You took a big leap.
Yeah, I thought it was just better for me because I feel like I would get better there. You know, the people there could push me. I knew the coaches would push me, and I just felt like I could get better.
Yeah. What was it like seeing backlash in the news? Did you guys feel any guilt at all, or were you surprised by any of that, or were you just excited for the new opportunity?
Yeah, we were excited coming into it and just looked at it as a new experience and new opportunities we had here.
Yeah. So your season got off to a good start. You guys went undefeated except for one game outside the state, mm-hmm. one national game. What was it like playing on that platform? I know you've had more media surrounding you than I'm guessing last year at Sun Prairie. Jamari, this was new to you too. What was all the attention and high expectations like compared to past seasons?
Really, I feel like we kind of embrace it really well. We just kind of accepted it because we knew that's what it was going to come with being such a good team. So a lot of media attention and a lot of attention from other people.
Well, I just felt like we didn't try to like focus on like the media and what they thought of us. I just felt like we tried to do what we wanted to do, and we just played our game.
Going to the state and winning, what was that experience like?
We always knew we was going to win it from the start because we work harder than everybody else. And we know if we stayed together, we could do it. Winning it for the city, for us, for the coaches, for our families, it meant everything. Just bringing it back home.
Yeah, first time ever.
Yeah, first time in school history, yeah.
You say you outworked everyone. What's the practice like for you guys?
Intense.
How's Coach Leaf?
A lot of running.
Like, we base our team off being conditioned. Like, we want to run guys off the court.
Okay, I want to switch gears a little bit. You guys are, you know, top recruits in this age where, you know, their social media people are addicted to their phones 24/7. And it's an interesting time as we've seen technology and social media rise. You know, depression and anxiety, especially among teens, has risen as well. What is it like? You guys are kind of targets as athletes who are in the news a lot. What has it been like navigating that for you?
Just being able to have a good support system like we have at home, just not really focus on the social media aspects of it, because all the hate messages you receive from these unknown adults are kind of crazy nowadays, but just being able to handle it and stay mature about it.
And mostly when we're on social media, we try to keep it basketball related and not get into any other stuff, really.
Is that difficult as high schoolers, keeping knowing that you have to project a certain image where your other friends might be out, might be able to go to a party, and you guys probably have to be a lot more careful than them, right?
Yeah. Really, partying is not my thing, but like for Instagram, like if somebody were to say something to me, I wouldn't respond. But if I was just a regular teenager, I would probably say something back and not portray my image, I guess.
You're not creating burner accounts like Katie.
No.
And then I got to ask, with the social media thing, obviously social media exploded. Literally, you guys were in the New York Post and Teen Vogue when the Port Washington scandal came out, when they, you know, had photos of you using a skincare product that looked like blackface. What was that like? Did you guys think anything of it when you walked out on the court, or were you focused on the game? Did you notice it at first? And then what was it like after that when it blew up?
Yeah, I noticed it, but I was just focusing on winning the game. That's really was my main focus, and I knew I'd let the adults handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt we was talking about it at the beginning of the game, like how disrespectful it was, but we just was carrying on because we teens. We ain't really worried about that. We let the adults handle it, like you said.
Yeah, I noticed it as soon as they like brought it up when he was at the free throw line. But I didn't really think any of it until my parents like said something about it after the game.
Yeah, because I could imagine you're coming out there, you're focused on the game. You're probably, you guys get heckled by student sections everywhere you go, right? So
yeah.
It may not have been that different in the moment until, yeah, you go up after. And then what was it like for you, Jalen, and you guys? Like, you're on national news everywhere for a racial incident that you had nothing to do with.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because I just didn't know what to say to it. Like, I had no response other than it was disrespectful, but I just had to move past it and focus on what's next.
So most high school kids are trying to keep their grades up so they can get into a certain college. You guys have colleges already coming to you, trying to get you to go there, which is, you know, a different situation. How difficult is it to stay focused on day-to-day life as a high schooler, knowing that you already have a lot of these universities clamoring over you guys?
You just got to remain focused the whole time because these scholarships could be taken away at any given moment if you don't keep up with your work in the classroom. So just thinking about that aspect of it makes me work harder in the classroom just so I still have the opportunity to be able to pick a college at the end of the day.
You be taking everything we try and say.
You can't say anything.
It was a good answer.
Yeah,
that's the right thing to say. what do you guys think of AAU basketball versus high school basketball?
Much faster paced, and that everyone's good, so you always have to come out ready to play. You can't like come out and slack right away.
The crowds in high school are way bigger. AAU, it'd be like some games where you don't know nobody but your family, really.
Yeah. High school basketball. I don't really find a difference because I'm playing the game I love in both. So,
do you guys prefer one over the other?
AAU.
I'm stuck between that one. I like playing in front of my family and friends.
I would say high school because you just have a closer bond with the people. You go to school with them every day. I just feel like you have a closer bond.
Yeah. So as you guys are going through the recruiting process right now, what do you look for in schools?
Well, coaches that really want me, you know, coaches that like take time, call me and like text me and stuff. And I like that.
I look for a school that's going to help me get better as a player and as a young man and get me to the next level after college and further my education and keep my head straight.
Yeah, I want a coach that I have a good relationship with, a place that I feel that feels like home. So just having that close connection with the coaches is going to be big for me.
Do you guys take much into consideration as far as like, is it a football school or basketball school or what kind of facilities they have or what the current roster is constructed?
That could play a part in it. I think like a school like Alabama, because most of the attention's on the football team. So I don't think recruits would be necessarily attracted to the Alabama attention, like the fan base they have, I guess.
Yeah.
Schools with like all of the recruits trying to go there, that can play a part too. Yeah, school with all the recruits. Like if everyone's going to one college, you would probably want to like go somewhere yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I would say like a team that has like a good point guard and you're a point guard, like you don't want to go there. You want to like start and like play hard and that type of stuff.
Yeah. What are your guys' views on the one and done rule in the NCAA? That's been under a bunch of media attention recently and that there might be a change there.
I think they should keep the one and done because if you don't have a college education, it's kind of a lost cause because some of the schools that have offered me like offer lifetime scholarships. So just to be able to, after hopefully my basketball career lasts pretty long, so after that, I'd be able to come back and get a degree.
That's interesting. I hadn't even heard of that because usually the one and dones go there and they don't focus on school because they're just trying to go to the league after, right? But that's interesting that you can actually go back and get that scholarship no matter what happens mm-hmm. with your basketball career.
Yeah. I know a few players like John Wall and Kyrie Irving are doing that right now.
Yeah. Do you guys look up to any certain players you try and model your games after?
I just look up to LeBron James as a person and a basketball player just to see what he does for his community and how he impacts it. And then, of course, what he does on the court, too. So just seeing what he does makes me want to be like him.
I look up to Kevin Durant because I love the way he carries himself. And just like he a quiet person. He just a silent killer. That's like the person I am.
I mean, off the court, I would say LeBron just because how he presents himself. But on the court, I would say Kemba Walker, just how smooth he is.
And what are you guys' long-term goals as players individually?
I want to hopefully go down in the Basketball Hall of Fame. That's my main goal right now. And if my career goes down a different path, then I'll focus on what I want from there. But that's my main focus right now, is just to be the best basketball player I can be.
Yeah, my goal in life is to impact a lot of people's lives positively. Go down the Hall of Fame. Yeah, if you go down the Hall of Fame, then you had a hell of an NBA career if you can get in the Hall of Fame. So, yeah.
Just basically be the best player I can be, you know, just push myself every day and just see where it takes me.
So you guys are all have eyes on the league at some point. That's the main goal.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think has made you guys so good to this point compared to other players? Is it natural talent? Is it work ethic? Do you guys do things differently? How do you prep?
I think it's a little bit of both. Kind of we just inherited from our parents because they were basketball players. And then a lot of it is just dedication and the love we have for the game. Just how much time and effort we put into this. So, yeah.
And like the people around us, they also help us. They push us, you know. They help us get better and try to just focus on basketball.
One question for Jamari Sibley. What is your favorite restaurant?
Blaze Pizza.
Best pizza. That's a good answer.
Explain why.
Nowhere else in the city, really, can you build your own pizza to perfection how you love it. All the sauce, all the meats, cooked perfect. Melt in your mouth.
Phenomenal answer. Might be able to get a Blaze Pizza sponsorship once this goes live.
Come on.
My favorite place to eat is Buffalo Wild Wings. For sure. I love getting boneless wings from there. Mine.
Mine would be Panda Express. I just love their orange chicken chow mein.
Really classy restaurants for you guys. Leaf hasn't taken you anywhere better than that.
He'd be acting mean. You know, don't want to take us nowhere.
Speaking of Khalif, what do you guys think is a better accomplishment out of these three things? Winning a state title, winning back to back Wauwatosa Rec League championships, or being on the cover of the Biz Times? Out of those three, that guy's killing life right now.
Probably being on the cover of Biz Times, like he's breaking barriers. You know? He's breaking barriers.
I like to call him Boss Moves. Big boy moves.
Big boy moves. He gonna get a jet soon.
And hopefully buy me some off-whites.
On a serious note, what have you guys learned from him? He's been on the show before. He's doing big things in the city through Young Enterprise Society from his Blueprint program. I think it's kind of probably rare to have, an entrepreneurial coach in the city who is breaking down barriers as an assistant coach as well.
I've been with him since freshman year, and he always kept me level-headed. He always be there, like, no matter the circumstance, anytime I need him. And he helped me grow as a young man, and he gonna continue to help me grow.
I just think just the experience he's had with everything, life, and then playing college basketball, for him to be able to help guide us and just kind of push us and tell us what it takes to play at that level, I think is huge.
Yeah, just meeting him, this year we got him really close, and he's just helped me become like a young man. And then on the court, him being a point guard at college, he's definitely helped me with like my point guard skills and stuff.
He blushing right now.
Yo, that I thought gassed me up. Oh,
you guys grew up in Madison area, yeah. Sun Prairie. You grew up in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I grew up in Milwaukee. Right.
What do you guys think of the city of Milwaukee?
Well, when I was younger growing up, it was real bad, and I moved to Glendale freshman year. I got away from all the badness, just trying to start a new life, really.
How did that shape you as a basketball player growing up in the inner city of Milwaukee?
It just made me tougher and more dedicated to what I'm trying to just get out of, like, the bad places. It just made me want to do it even more.
The Madison area, there's goods and bads. You're gonna have a lot of people trying to leech on you and tell you what to do, and like people trying to drag you down and make you do negative stuff. But there's also good sides of it too.
In Madison, you had to deal with that.
Yeah.
Why do you think that was? Just because you were this hoop star on a different level than other people. You probably Sun Prairie had never seen anything like that before, right?
I think just people were trying to take advantage of the talent we had coming up in Sun Prairie. I think they never really like had somebody like get as much attention as I was getting. So just they were trying to get a piece of me, and hopefully, like, I don't know.
Did your brother play at Sun Prairie? The one who's playing D1 ball
now?
Yeah,
he mm-hmm. played at Sun Prairie all 4 years.
But this is just a different type.
Yeah, like I don't think Sun Prairie actually had a nationally ranked player. So like, seeing me get all these offers like was kind of new to them and for me. So yeah.
Jamari, what is your, other than Blaze Pizza, what's your favorite thing to do in the city?
That's a good question. Go to the beach.
Bradford Beach?
When they warm up. Yeah, when they warm up.
Nice. It'd be nice. What is your favorite part of Bradford Beach?
The sun. just being there with all your friends and seeing a lot of people and just hanging out.
Fun fact about Jamari, he's a germaphobe.
He's a germaphobe too.
No, I'm not. Don't be fooled.
If you see him at school, you'll know.
Can you give me a specific example?
Like that.
You look like a germaphobe right now.
Who your favorite celebrity crush?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm gonna say Zendaya.
I'm gonna say the Kardashian that go with
Kylie Anderson.
The Kardashian that go with
you don't even know her name.
Khloe? Kendall Jenner?
Khloe?
Kendall Jenner.
Kobe, what about you?
I would say Jennifer Lopez.
She's like 61, bro.
I don't care, bro. She bad.
Cougar hunting. All right. Can you guys rate this dunk?
That you?
Oh, yeah.
That you?
Yeah.
I say that's about a...
That's a 20.
Out of 10. You broke the scale.
I get at actual dunk contest. I get at a 7.5.
7.5.
It looked effortless. That's why.
You did do that. I need a 2.
Seems like a hands
solid
up.
Solid eight.
Seems like your hands are big enough.
For a 6'1 white guy in his late 20s, that was pretty good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
For those listening, just picture the most impressive display of athleticism the Milwaukee Athletic Club has seen. So anything else besides celebrity crushes, favorite pizza? What else do you guys do in your free time?
Nothing really. I like to spend time with family. Because you only get so
Mario, we might have to kick you off the set here.
You only get so much time with your family and before you go to college. So just to be able to spend and cherish time with them.
I'm an independent person. You know, I just like to be by myself a lot. So
you really do. You stay in the house. Like every day.
Favorite video game? You guys play video games?
Nah, not anymore.
No, I don't play video games.
They lying. 2K.
They play 2K.
What team?
Oklahoma City Thunder.
All-time Oklahoma City.
No.
No, Jamari likes to cheat and play against people who aren't good to make him feel better about himself.
Jamari's trying to create super teams in high school, play against people who are worse than him in NBA 2K.
We don't create super teams.
He's ordering Blaze Pizza.
But no, in NBA 2K, he can't beat me. He's just a little mad right now.
What's your favorite NBA teams?
The Hornets.
The Bucks.
The Hornets.
I like LeBron James.
Bandwagon.
LeBron James.
I'm not even going to pick a team because wherever he goes, I go.
Okay. Why the Hornets, Kobe?
Kemba Walker, yeah. Specifically.
Okay. All right. Final question. You guys are young. You have eyes on the league. What do you think is going to get you there?
I think just staying level-headed is the main thing, and staying dedicated to this and just continue to make it my passion.
Improving each year. If you stay the same, yeah, you won't get there.
Staying humble and working hard.
All right. Well, you guys, congrats on your state title. I'll be looking forward to watching, see where your careers go from here. Thank you for rating my dunk over a 2. I really appreciate it. And yeah, thanks so much for coming on.
No, appreciate having us.
Thank you.